From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report in Special English. American colleges and universities awarded about 1,700,000 bachelor's degrees in the school year ending in 2010. 57% of the recipients were female, yet only 18% of the women earned degrees in computer and information sciences. Reshma Sajani would like to change that. She launched an organization called Girls Who Code in 2011. Her goal is to get more girls interested in science and technology.
It's predicted that we'll have about 1.4 million jobs that are open in the next 20 years in the science and technology-related fields. But only 29% of Americans today have the skills to actually fill those jobs. And many of those Americans are men. And less than 20% of women are actually going into the technology and science-related professions. And so we have an enormous gap.
And, she says, the underrepresentation of women in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, also known as STEM, is caused by a bigger societal issue.
Girls and boys perform about the same in math and science, so there's not an aptitude issue.
Reshma Sajani says we live in a society that sends messages that girls should avoid these fields of study.
I can still go to Forever 21 and buy a t-shirt that says allergic to algebra. We still have that Barbie that would say that she hated math. And we still have this kind of cultural stereotype that a computer scientist or a programmer is kind of like a dorky young white guy.
Girls Who Code has partnered with educators, engineers, and business people. 20 girls took part in the group's first 8-week program last summer in New York City. They learned how to build websites and mobile apps and create business plans.
We took girls on field trips to the NYPD, to Facebook, to Twitter, and we showed them how technology is a part of every industry, whether it's fashion, whether it's medicine, and that you can actually use technology to really change the world.
Ms. Sajani says companies have been very supportive of the group.
The private sector really understands that they have an enormous pipeline problem. We have a huge shortage of engineers, and they invest in Girls Who Code to really close that pipeline.
Google was the first business to invest in the group. Reshma Sajani says if not for Google, Girls Who Code would not exist. Twitter, General Electric, eBay, and others have also provided support. Ms. Sajani says the program has been extremely successful. She says all the girls who took part in its first group plan to continue their STEM training. And, she says, Girls Who Code hopes to train many more.
If our goal at Girls Who Code is to really close the STEM gap, you know, we realize that we have to teach 2 million girls how to code in the next 20 years.